Mr. Secretary, with all due respect, how is allowing 600,000 students from the communist country of China putting America first?
Well, the president's point of view is that what would happen if you didn't have those 600,000 students is that you'd empty them from the top, all the students would go up to better schools, and the bottom 15% of universities and colleges would go out of business in America. So his view is he's taking a rational economic view, which is classic Donald Trump, looking at higher education and saying,
but why are you
until
helping
we
Harvard?
Modify that.
That just helps Harvard and UCLA and UCal Berkeley. And I mean, you're all helping those schools. Why? They're like, you know, basically factories of anti-American propaganda. Now they're getting a big influx of cash because of the Chinese students. I know President Trump has always been very pro-Chinese student. I just don't understand it. For the life of me, those are 600,000 spots that American kids won't get.
Well, I tell you what I'm involved in. I'm involved in changing the H-1B program, right? We're going to change
well,
that program because that's terrible, right? We're going to change the green card. You know, we give green cards. The average American makes $75,000 a year, and the average green card recipient, $66,000. So we're taking the bottom quartile. Right. Like, why are we doing that? That's why Donald Trump is going to change it. That's the gold card that's coming. And that's we're going to start picking the best people to come into this country. It's time for that to change.
I think our American engineering students need to be given the first role at every job. And I think they're brilliant when given half a chance. But Mr. Secretary, I know you're juggling a lot of balls over there. We really appreciate your explaining a lot of this to us. Thank you.